Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Pipeline management and pipeline reviews are one of the most important things that you can do both as a sales manager and a sales professional, an individual contributor. The key is to ask tough questions that will help you close more business. I believe that detailed pipeline reviews should be held at the start of every month. And the best way to do this is to sit down with someone in your organization who's capable of looking objectively at your work and someone who can challenge some of the assumptions that you might be making inside your accounts or even inside your team's accounts. Typically, if you're an individual contributor, this would be your sales manager, a VP, a sales coach, or a trusted third party. If you're the sales VP or the sales leader or the business owner, you also need to sit down with that individual salesperson to make sure that they're clear on what accounts will close and what won't. A detailed pipeline review is where tough questions get asked. And sure, it can be painful, but it's the only way you can receive an objective view on everything you need to get done in a month or in a quarter, and how much is really expected to close, and how you're going to get it closed. Step one is to get the facts. It's important that you smoke out all false assumptions and ask questions such as, what proof do you have that this deal will close this month? When did you last speak directly to the client? What's stopping the client from buying right now? What are your next steps? What other contacts can you make inside the account? And when will you complete those next steps? Step two is to really look for the signals and be on the lookout for answers that reveal thinking that might be based on feelings and assumptions rather than those facts. Don't let yourself or your sales reps get away with language like, I think, or maybe, I'm not sure, but, or as I understand it, or I'm sensing. Sales are based on facts, not on assumptions. And the last step is to dig a little deeper. Once you've challenged basic assumptions, dig deeper and start asking probing questions to yourself or to your sales team about the facts supporting an account. This is time for a more rigorous examination, especially when you hear any of the following statements associated with deals that are supposed to close in a month. If you or your rep describe the account as still being at the qualifying stage or lower, I would suggest that anything less than 70% probability to close at the start of the month probably isn't going to close that month, or a lack of clear financial information that might be linked to the sale. Lastly, if you or your reps have deals that you think are going to close this month, but the last contact date is greater than 2 weeks in the past, chances are it's a low probability to close. After all, you can't close business if you're not talking to your customers. These kinds of answers suggest that you or your sellers are missing important information about an account and that the pipeline has not been updated with accurate information. When you've completed your review, you will undoubtedly have a smaller pipeline, but don't dismay because it will be a real pipeline based on facts rather than assumptions. You and your sales team will also have a plan of attack for each deal and know exactly what it will take to get those deals closed or moved closer to a decision. And now the rest of the month can be spent executing on your plan. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.